Preference flapping in a bicycle spoke. I remember you in laughter, sincerity, our final joke. Another screwball comedy afterlife. Another enemy turns to smoke. Data mapping assistant, a tripper au pair. On the paid end of the dare, making receipt of all the rain checks and misfortunes that you should bear, in case the world should ever audit you for what is and is not fair. Talk in an accent, just feel like we were part of a team. Walking halos around the Choctaw Mounds, proud and obscene. Mississippi one, Mississippi two, Mississippi streams roll past the garbage bags of berries blue and black. Canisters of aerosol cream. Mac Cuban leaves and a hundo for patrolling my dock. Did a year with a wrist slap buddy just for trying the lock. Art house letters to the editor coming back to me by the box. But the porno sculptor's broken heart is but a product of unmagical thoughts. Mondrian primaries pulsing through a trap house grid. I pull a page from the extermination calendar, leave a note for the Terminex kid. Oh, Mississippi 1, Mississippi 2, miss, you're lucky you got away, we did. Death preferences. Choir is misfiring and loose. They're singing death preferences. Death preferences. Saturday night, it's Sunday morning, and everybody's smoking now and blue. Dressed and left so fast that I think my shadow might have been confused for a minute. To be the cop rock band criticized by the art house superintendent. To see your room for the first time. To see a picture of me in it. And all my excuses for staying so long. They lie faced in a duffel. Grab your partner by his or her hand and do the blood font pharmacy shuffle. Another screwball comedy afterlife. Another enemy smoked in a brotherly scuffle. I still remember you and laughter when the accent comes back, just how we left it. Oh, you know they say that death prefers your baby when you least expect it. And the choir's admired, but the maestro gets so disrespected. Not a dry scene in the house to be found. Not a dollar off domestic. Death preferences. Death preferences. The maestro is too tired to pour rain. Swinging death preferences. Ooh, death preferences. Saturday night, it's Sunday morning, and everybody's parking at the bank. Oh, Mississippi 1, Mississippi 2, I'ma miss you more than you think.
Song Death Preferences from the indie Americana band State Champions. State Champions started out together in Chicago about 15 years ago. Since that time, the band has spread out all over the Midwest, now some calling Louisville home. And in that time, the band has evolved from a louder alt-country rock band to a softer, more lyrical outfit. And that's evident by their latest release, Send Flowers. That album was on Pitchfork's Best of 2018 list. State Champion is Ryan Davis, Sal Casado, Mikey Poland, Jim Marlowe, and Sabrina Rush. And they're live in studio on Extension 720 tonight. Thanks, guys, for being here.
Thanks for having us. Yeah. This is awesome.
So for you, when I say you're a Louisville-based band, you guys went to college together. You came together here in Chicago. Do you consider yourself a Chicago band?
I definitely did it one time, and it's always been our home away from home. I was born and raised in Louisville, Kentucky. And so Jim is from Louisville, Kentucky, too. And we've all kind of lived there over the years and worked there, and it's been the home base for the band. But we all met when we lived in Chicago, and we were going to school here and stuff. So I feel like this is kind of like our satellite home, too.
As we sit here in our studio and you guys look out, as you guys get through Chicago a lot.
Yeah.
But do you see the city in front of you as you're spending time here change, as you guys are doing Division Street Festival and things like that? Do you like to be back in Chicago? Or
yeah, Sabrina was living in Logan Square for a while, and it seemed like every time we'd come back up to like play a show or practice or whatever, the whole neighborhood looked different than the last time I'd seen it 6 months before, right? Or something. So,
well, it's kind of like your music in the way that you guys have evolved over time. And I want to talk about that evolution, because as we hear the music live tonight, there's always been an emphasis on your lyrics and obviously your voice and what you're singing. But over time, at the beginning, a lot of the music was louder. It was mm-hmm. just like amp that stuff up.
Yeah.
And the new stuff, it seems like you're bringing the levels down and letting your voice kind of shine. Talk about the evolution and the mission of the music.
I don't think there was ever like a moment where we decided that we should be a loud band or a quiet band or anything. I think just the nature of us like all growing up, you know, being into punk music and going to basement shows and booking DIY tours, and you end up playing a lot of kind of bills like that, and you end up turning your amps loud to be heard, and then you kind of have fun being like a loud rock band. But then it seemed kind of like slowly over time it was more and more difficult to make the songs deliver in a way that, you know, all the bits and pieces were being or digestible. So we kind of wanted to turn it down a little bit on this one, so that the stories and the words kind of came through a little bit better in the instrumentation.
The music on this album, what it struck me is it's very patient. There just seems to be a lot of, and that's what I mean about the evolution, like it seems like more thought into how long, you know, you're holding some of the lyrics, but how long some of the violin is, all the kind of mixes is much more patient. Is that by design?
I think that was a conscious effort. I mean, I can let these guys speak to some of that, but I know just the way we arranged this record was different than any of the other ones, and that we all got together in a house and kind of like basically like put the songs together and then went straight into the studio and recorded them versus all of our other records where we'd played the songs a bunch of times, like live, and kind of turned them more into rock songs. Whereas this one was really like rehearsed just to be a record. You know?
Do you guys see it that way?
Yeah, none of us live in the same city, so you know, we get together to rehearse and kind of practice and write the songs on tour sometimes. And as Ryan was mentioning about, like, you know, the nature of shows and amps just getting turned up, the music sort of turned into that. So this was definitely more of a, you know, it was written in a space.
Let's talk about some of the lyrics and your style. Mm-hmm. You know, I saw a great quote somewhere saying you guys are kind of like the alt country math rock.
Okay. I've never heard anybody say that, but it kind of makes sense.
Interesting idea of, and I think that comes from the style in which you write.
Yeah.
You are a lyricist, and as you listen to some of the music we hear tonight, you're almost like a walking thesaurus in the way you approach. How do you approach writing music?
The way I usually write music is I just have this kind of ongoing, like, either in my phone or in a journal or in my head, just these ongoing kind of images that I get by, you know, just over the years of walking around, driving around, thinking of things, reading things, overhearing things, and I kind of like catalog them all, and then I go back later and spend a lot of really like focused energy just sitting down and kind of like pulling bits and pieces out of it and making this like quilt of imagery and try to like, I think some people think it's probably like random or something, but it's very like composed. It's just like trying to piece stories together out of different ingredients.
That's a great way to think about it. It almost feels random because of the stances, the way that the stanzas and the way that it kind of plays out in the music.
Yeah.
But it's not. It's all connected, and you are telling a story.
Yeah, yeah. It's an important, I mean, that's the big part of the process. Like, I mean, it takes, like, really this record kind of came together pretty quickly. It came together in what felt like a couple weeks, but that was after, like, years of, like, getting all the DNA for the record first, and then you sit down and kind of flush it out in a few weeks, and it's like, oh, wow, all of a sudden we have 7 new songs. You know?
As you guys, as you talked about, Sabrina, this idea that, you know, you all live in different spaces now, and you got to come together and either write on tour, you're going to write in a house and do it real quick. Do you envision that being the future and of how you guys write and how you guys produce? And is that a good thing? I mean, is it sort of everyone comes in and is fresh and has that moment where you, as opposed to living together all in one one space?
I think we're all pretty used to it by now. So it's a pretty natural feeling to do that way.
Yeah, I don't see us probably ever all living in the same place. So this is just kind of how it's always had to work. But I mean, I think it's a good thing. I think this was a really productive way of handling this record, and it was a success in my mind.
It's turned into this type of thing where, like, we dedicate like weeks at a time to being in the band, as opposed to like an hour after work on Thursdays or like Saturday afternoon, we get the space. So it's like we all kind of designate larger chunks of our time to just focus on it.
And you like that. That's a great style, yeah.
And then Jim, he's like always kind of been, you know, a helping auxiliary member of the band, but this is the first time he's done like a full tour playing in the group. But he, like, our last record before this one, Fantasy Air, he recorded that and kind of helped play on that one and played some songs in this one too. So
you talked about your lyrics. As this music, and tonight this the whole extension 720 that we're doing is really themed about live music and instruments and different music. And I think about you guys fitting in because you obviously are changing as a band in a good way, in the way that you are being more patient and direct with your music and slowing it down and thinking about the arrangements. How important is it to be a band with the kind of lyrics that you have? Meaning, you know, we don't rarely think of the instrument of the voice, but you obviously are going one step further talking, and not just about how you sing, but how you write and the words that come out.
Yeah, I mean, I would say the voice, we've all kind of decided to sort of like what needs to be prioritized in a lot of the songs, but I also, like, I don't want to just sit there with an acoustic guitar, like, yelling stories at people. I think the arrangements can be a really, like, constructive way of getting, you know, making, like, music out of it. You know, I'm like, we're making music. I'm not, like, writing a book or something. So, you know, it's, I think maybe of all the records, this is the one where the lyrics and the stories were delivered most effectively, maybe. But, I mean, I don't know. I guess I can't be the one to judge that.
Well, the band is state champion. They're in our studio tonight here in Extension 720. The latest release is Send Flowers. It was a great album that, check it out. It was on Pitchfork's Best Of list for 2018. State champions Ryan Davis, Sal Casado, Mikey Poland, Jim Marlowe, and Sabrina Rush. What are we going to hear? What's the next song that we're going to hear here?
The song called Lifetime Sentence, also off of Sunflowers.
All right, state champion. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
changing plans or give a fuck. I think I am the one that you want to see things through with. Rebel academics with delirious souls, Jeff Foxworthy in a serious role. We're making resumes out of things we'd really rather not screw with. Things a ceiling fan ain't had nothing to do with. Now the morning dawn is dripping in, morning doves in song again. Oh, how could I have been so irresponsible with my time? Gossip stops at the top of the hill, wage strike at the rumor mill. You ask me straight if I could love you, and I say that I'll try. The dawn is terminal with doves now, and their song sounds like a cover of mine. But it takes a long time, babe, just to fix it in the light of day. There's a styrofoam big goat waiting on a gravestone. Say it to me kindly. You have the face of a whorehouse clock when you learn that the case was a courthouse flop, and the jury's erased with the swing of a wandering ages in a cosmic mirror. It all seems like a lifetime since ago. The ceiling fan won't make a man, make him whole again, or even half. I think I walk the path that you like your path to blend. Broodmare's immaculate defeat, Easter brunch at the OTB. You can lead a horse to the finish line, but cannot make him win. Fridge's terminal will save the dates from all my sins, divorce, friends. Now the evening dusk is sinking in. The evening dust swept up again. The air conditioner hums, and the doves, they sing a tune. Edibles and lipstick, edibles and lipstick, faded popes in an imitation triptych. All of the thoughts that you can fit inside of a room. You've unconsigned yourself, and not a minute too soon. Takes a long time for you to learn to fake it in the nighttime too. Yeah, there's a styrofoam big goat waiting on a grave. You can see it when the light shines through. But it takes a long time for the message to break. You can feel it inside when the ceiling fan aches, and the fury is erased with the swing of wonder. Ages in a cosmic mirror. It all seems like a lifetime sentence ago. It all seems like a lifetime sentence ago.
You want to shout out your mom?
Yeah, this song is for a lifelong WGN listener, Carol Casado.
Company night shift drivers rationing in the library rental return. I use whatever's left of the list to set fire to the front nine. I'm trying, but the AstroTurf won't burn. Bragging with my blue ball badge of honor. 10 to the skin of my evening vest. Playing protest games with the treasurer's daughter. Single icicle dripping to my underage accountant's desk. It's a fog lens life for the fast at heart. It's a fog lens life for the fast at heart. Shrieks from the bed, shrieks from the bed. Rise unchained, unleashed. Like results from a poll. For all the legends of Miami Bays, you're picketing against the toll. Picketing against the toll. Picketing against the toll. It's a fog lens life and there's no parole. You can do anything. That's what makes it so. Colors I use to envision my money are reduced to the memo line on a personal check. And to think of all the things I could do with my body, but the clock on the sign outside of the currency exchange, it's not even close. It's not even close to correct. sale at the Powerwood Mall, my lord. God has left us in debt. Rise unchained, unleashed, and billow from the hood of my car. For all of the legends of Miami Bays, who have lived forever so far. I've lived forever so far. I've lived forever so far. Buffalo Nichols, Mercury Dimes, Tchaikovsky CDR. You can do anything, that's what makes it so hard. Smoking with the windows up, my lord. God has left us in charge.